K-State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. Another PPBD edition starts right now, focusing on men's golf. I'm recording this on Valentine's Day, now nighttime now, February 14th, 2023. This will go out probably around Thursday night. So with everything else going on in between, yeah, so we got, I'm also recording this prior to the K-State basketball game against Oklahoma, and I've already recorded the PPBW edition, episode 145, which will go out, which will actually going out tonight, here in a bit, as I was sitting here recording this daily. So, yep, actually, that speaking of which, obviously, my co-host Alex Aiden was not able to do it because he got hit with the COVID over the weekend, so he was not able to join me, so I did it single-handedly, like I usually do for my other podcast. So it was nothing normal that I haven't done before, obviously, but it felt kind of nice to get look ahead a little bit there. So maybe I need to change that to the beginning and recap everything. I know I'm thinking out loud here, but that was kind of nice to recap the weekend, which we did. It was a long weekend for KC Athletics there, and we looked ahead a little bit to previewing what's going on around K-State Athletics. And of course, hopefully K-State will respond when this comes out, most likely on Thursday. Hopefully K-State will respond and take care of Oklahoma. That's all I'm going to say there. After K-State fell on their face on the road against Texas Tech, the last place team in the Big 12 last weekend. So if they lose here, crows can get louder as the regular season. You do not want to be losing all that momentum heading into a critical time of the year, which is obviously the Big 12 tournament coming up in a couple of weeks in Kansas City. And then, of course, still trending for the men's team, at least, the men's basketball team, is the NCAA tournament. So we'll see what happens. K-State has responded before, obviously. Every time they're back against the wall, they come out and responded. I expect them to wake up and to respond like they've done all year, and to take care of this Oklahoma team. Hopefully they've done that. When this podcast comes out Thursday evening, men's golf wrapped up their first tournament of the spring semester in Mobile, Alabama, on the Magnolia Grove Golf Course, par 71, 7,168-yard course. The Wildcat, this was, and we did not, I did not do a day one recap of the golf men's golf team, so we're gonna have to just roll with the punches here and record what went down today, finishing up this tournament. The Howell Williams Collegiate finished up today on this Tuesday. The Wildcats began today by finishing off a 5 under par 279 in the second round that was suspended on Monday due to darkness before firing 6 under par 278 in the final round. So, well, that good there. That's my answer to that question there. So, the Cats were doing well in the first day, which was yesterday on Monday, before everything hit the fan due to darkness. And then they finished that up on the positive, and they stayed positive through the final round there as well. These rounds did not create enough space advantage over the fourth place team, Southern Miss, in the record. And record the ninth best gross 54-hole score in school history. With that, after winning 3 championships in the fall, this is now men's golf, K-State men's golf, fourth top five finish of the season. The Wildcats' top five streak in regular season and stroke play events is now at 6, going back to last year's spring there as well. So they continue that as well. So let me go back again and review, recap that. K-State men's golf today finishing 6 under par there as well. So looking at that. All right. So Grant Robbins in a press release here, quote, the guys played really well today. The wind picked up and the course played much more difficult than it did yesterday. Our 4 counters made 19 birdies today, which was very strong in these conditions, end quote, as well. Yeah, you're going to get that. Obviously, if you guys live here, K-State Nation, if you guys live here in Manhattan, Kansas, you're familiar with this wind. So we've seen it all day. It's been windy all day long. It was raining earlier today, and definitely gonna be getting some more here before the evening wraps up here in Manhattan, Kansas. But the K-State though finishes inside the top five at the Hal Williams Collegiate to wrap up their first tournament in the 2023 spring season, and they got a streak going, 6 now, going back to last spring there as well, when this team really started to get on a roll there as well here. Will Hopkins tied for 6th, placed individually with a 7 under par, 206. He hit back-to-back 3 under pars, 68 rounds to close out the event there. This is his 9th career top 10 finish for Will Hopkins. And then, of course, Grant Robbins quoted Will here. He commented on Will, saying he had a great tournament. And, quote, the tee to green, he was solid all week. And today he got a few putts to fall. He showed a lot of maturity throughout the entire tournament. End quote. That's, again, Grant Robbins quoting on Will Hopkins there as well. To go around the rest of the lineup here, Tim Tillmans today wrapped up the tournament in the final round. 22nd place, tied 1 under par, 212. And then Luke O'Neill, 25th place there, with a 3 over 74 in the final round there as well. And of course, I don't have his overall stats here. Of course, K-State, I'm just going right down the line here. Lawrence Strydren and Cooper Schultz, each of them tied for 34th place, 2 over par, 215. Both of them carded a 1 under par 70 in the final rounds. Both of them made a 18 positive jump in the final standings there as well. You know, that's how the Wildcats ended in the top five there. Very surprising there for Cooper Schultz. Remember, Cooper Schultz was on a roll in the fall semester this past fall. A little bit of a slow start there, but that's always what you want to do. Close out. Gain some momentum, close out the round strong, and that's what Cooper Schultz did, along with his teammate Lorenz Schreidrin there as well. Nicholas Mason finished 74th place overall with an 11 over par 225 in his final round with 3 over par 74 there, and then, of course, 4 over par in the final round there as well. Illinois, 5th rank in the country. Oh, man. 5th rank in the country. Took the tournament there in this game here. Let's see if I have anything else here real quick here. We'll wrap this up here. That's pretty much it. I'm going to close it out with that. So, Illinois took this Hal Williams Collegiate Wire K-State men's golf team. Finishes inside the top 5 there and keeping their top 5 streak pretty much intact. And the next time they'll hit the greens will be... They're going to be off for the rest of the month, and next time they'll hit the course will be May 6th. No, not May 6th, excuse me, way far ahead. March 6th and 7th at the Colleton River Collegiate there. More information will come as it gets closer to that day. Not too bad of a start for K-State men's golf there. More importantly, keeping their top 5 streak intact all the way up until the first weekend of March. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you find your podcast. That's going to do it for this PBBD Men's Golf Edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Again, when this article comes out, folks, Pearl Project Podcast weekly number 145 should be already out. Yes, it's a couple days early, but hey, I wanted to get it out of the way and have you guys focus on the rest of the week in the sports world of K-State. Episode 145, the Purple Project Podcast Weekly, should be already out wherever you get your podcast. We are on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audioboom, Apple, and a couple more podcasting platforms as well. If you have a question for me related K-State sports related, find me on Twitter. Please hit me up. My DMs are open at Eddie_EG3. You have a question for me, I could probably answer it on a future weekly of this podcast. So, but that's going to do it on this men's golf daily edition here. Men's golf finishing inside the top 5 once again to start off the spring semester for K-State men's golf. And head coach Grant Robbins, Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, Go Cats. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the PBBD.